to Power Conversations podcast by What's Your Superpower TV. This podcast features conversations of overcoming by faith and pushing through to fulfill a purpose-driven life. This podcast is hosted by CEO and best-selling author Nadia Francois. Welcome to the broadcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Power Conversations Podcast. I am your host, Nadia Francois, and today we have joining us an amazing lady, Dr. Brianna Gaynor. Hey,
hi.
Dr. Brianna, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So at this point, you can go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners.
Okay. So my name is Dr. Brianna Gaynor. I am a clinical psychologist practicing in Johns Creek, Georgia. The name of my business is Peace of Mind Psychological Services. And so we do a few things. We are an outpatient mental health clinic where we provide psychological evaluations and therapy for children starting at around age 6 up until adulthood. And I am also a speaker, speaking at seminars, women's conferences, and just open to a lot of different opportunities in terms of speaking.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that intro. So, you know, Power Conversations podcast is all about us as women telling our testaments of faith and fulfillment, of overcoming adversity, pushing through to our purpose. So I want you to share with us an instance of adversity that you have had to overcome.
So I guess if I had to think of the most challenging adversity would be about 7 years ago, my mom passed away. And that is still a challenge, but I think that, first of all, it was challenging because being a mental health professional, you would think I would know exactly what to do, but it's very different working and knowing what to do to help other people versus being in the situation and having to know what to do for yourself. And so that was really challenging because I wasn't sure what to do, how to manage what I was feeling. The interesting thing is I had just started my business about a year right before then. And I think that because I had a business, I felt a sense of responsibility that I had to make sure that that kept going. I felt that I needed to do something to work, to make sure that it prospered, to see clients. And in a lot of ways, that really helped me because I was able to really zone in and do my job well. And it gave me a sense of purpose when everything else in my life was not, had just changed completely.
Yeah. And so how did you pretty much deal with it outside of working with your clients? Did you see anything outside of your own mind?
Oh, absolutely. Because I knew that I was not an authority at all. So the blessing was that I had a friend who was actually working for me during that time, who was also a mental health professional. And she ended up telling me about this therapist that she really loved, that she just really connected with. So I started seeing the therapist. And then I was going to say randomly, but it's not random because God makes no mistakes. I remember So where my office is in an office building. So there are a lot of different suites. Mm-hmm. So one day I was at the water fountain, and why I started talking about this, I'm not even sure, because I think I remember seeing the woman that I talked to one day, but never really having a conversation. So not really sure what made me stop that day, or maybe I am, but we started having a conversation and I talked to her about what I was going through. And she told me about this group called Grief Share, which was a Christian group that just kind of talked to you about the process of grief and what to expect and what was normal. And she told me about how supportive it had been for her. So I started doing that. And so in these little ways, these people that I just started just talking and open my mouth to really helped me to get on the path of healing.
Good. That's amazing, though. Look how God placed the
absolutely
right person in your path.
Because these aren't, I mean,
at
one
the
was
right
my friend. Exactly. One was my friend, but the other, I say hi, but to start to have a personal conversation, just something about that day, I just started telling her what I was going through. And she had this information mm-hmm. that I wouldn't have received in any other way. So it was definitely a blessing.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And so in going through that, the passing of your mother and just trying to keep it together, right? Mm-hmm. Keep it together mentally, handling the grief that comes along with that. And your business, you're trying to keep your business afloat, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah. Tell me about your business. Tell me made you start it and what you focus on.
So I always say that it was a God thing because I remember getting out of grad school and saying out loud, I just want to go to work and go home. I don't want to do anything else. That's it. And now I'm a business owner and it never turns off. I'm working. So funny how that happened. The complete opposite of what I said. So
yeah.
You know, even as I look at where I am now, I'm like, this was not my plan at all. I'm grateful, but nothing I would have planned.
Yeah.
And so I was working for another a therapist in her office. And just one day I thought to myself when I was walking into my office, I think I want to do this for myself. It was kind of as simple as that. Talk to a friend mm-hmm. about it to kind of get her input and then just started taking some steps. So I joined a consultation group. I started looking for different places I would go, just started to learn what I needed to do and next steps, getting books, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We provide outpatient mental health services. So a lot of what I do is related to psychological evaluation. So a lot of times people may have something going on, but they don't know. Their kid is struggling academically. What is this? Is this a learning disability? Is it ADHD? Sometimes people can just struggle emotionally and not quite know what's going on. And they need an answer to help with treatment, to help with medication, just to get some clarity. So that's a lot of what I do. And I also have therapists in the office who also do the counseling piece of it. So the evaluations help you kind of figure out the what. So what's mm-hmm. going on and what are the next steps? And then that's what the evaluations do. And of course, the counseling is helping kind of every day and how to develop coping skills and deal with whatever the diagnosis is.
Gotcha. So you got the business going mm-hmm. and you started speaking. I want to hear about this speaking opportunities that you are taking.
So I have done a few things. So a lot of it also has been related to my profession. So for instance, in our profession, like a lot of others, so every 2 years we have to get a certain amount of continuing education credits in order to keep our license. Mm-hmm. So I have been able to speak with the Chicago School of Professional Psychology, providing some of those continuing education credits. I have also spoken with the Georgia Psychological Association, and I am going to be speaking for Georgia State and doing a training for some of their counselors and professionals in the upcoming months. So it is very exciting. So it's just kind of a different way to use my skills just to teach and engage with people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to change pace a little bit.
Okay.
And go to our power questions of the day, where we ask a few random questions just to get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
And so our first question is, what is your go-to strategy for achieving your goals?
I would say prayer first. I think really sitting down and praying and just trying to think about what it looks like, what my goals are, writing them down. being a business owner, there's so much busyness and just so many day-to-day things that it can be really easy to get away from any individual goals I have, because there is always something else to do, someone calling on me, something that needs to be fixed. So taking the time to pray and really kind of focus and write down what I want to do personally or the things I want to achieve outside of the day-to-day.
Gotcha. Okay. Of course, prayer is everything. Very essential. Very essential. Okay. Describe a life lesson that took you more than once to learn.
That it's okay to be scared and do it anyway.
Yes.
That courage is not about not having fear. It's about having fear and still trying it, and that it's okay to be scared and still try. Those things that make you uncomfortable are usually those things that help you grow the most.
Yes. Yes, that's good. That's good. All right. Next, what song best describes your life?
Oh, gosh. What song?
Don't try to find out. The only thing I can think of,
I'm on this Smokey Norville kick, so I need you now. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, yeah. She went there and got an old good girl song.
That's the first thing that came to mind, but let me see. There's another song that I love by Alicia Keys that I feel like I've needed. What is it called? It's called Good Job. So I work out on my Peloton, and that song, like, to encourage myself, like, I need to hear it. Like, you're doing a good job, because there's just so much you're doing all the time. So I'm sorry.
What I'm talking about. Yes, yeah. That's it.
I like to all my friends, like, listen to this. You need to hear this. You're doing a good job. Yeah.
Yes. And Smokey Norville isn't bad either, because he is definitely in my morning playlist for my devotion. So I can't even talk about you on that one. All right. And so our final question, what is your definition of success?
My definition of success is feeling good and passionate about what you do, and knowing that you're making a difference in other people's lives. Like, not just doing something that benefits you, but something that is a blessing to others. Because I think that's when we are most fulfilled. And the other stuff that we want, the money, the accolades, the comforts, that comes when you're doing something that you're passionate about and you're giving back to others.
Absolutely. Love it. All right. That was good. Those were good. So they weren't too hard, were they?
Oh, no.
Good. So I want to backtrack a little bit and talk about mental health, right? We have had a lot of mental health issues come up in the news, tragedies and traumas that are occurring due to mental illness. So I just want to hear what your take is on what the mental state of, a lot of people is right now. Because, and I'll just give a little plug on where I'm coming from with it, right? So my feeling is everyone is suffering in some type of way, right? We just came from 2 years of very uncertain times with death, and, a lot of people lost a lot. Their jobs, their finances, their family members, their homes, things like that. And then to, you know, even those that may not have been affected as drastically as death or, you know, losing their jobs or whatever, it still was a lot of change that we had to take on. And, you know, even when you want to go through change, it's hard to, you know, maneuver and take on, but not to mention going through it and you have to, like, you ain't got a choice, you know? And so speak on, you know, our mindsets and our headspace for today.
You know, I mean, I think the truth is this pandemic is something that no one ever expected. I was just, so my therapists who work with me, who work for me in my office, are still virtual. So it's almost like, I'm like, oh yeah, they do still work. I don't see them. You know, that interaction that we used to have, they haven't been in the office since March 2020. Is that what? Time
you don't even know what year it is.
Exactly. I mean, and I think that that's kind of the effect. The truth is, I think that we're still probably for a while going to see the effects of the pandemic. I think that people had a lot of losses. Some people had some really great gains, but there was a lot of isolation. We're meant to be social beings. People lost a lot. There was just a huge fear, and just a lot of things going on that none of us expected that we're still living through. And so I think that in general, that would impact someone's mental health, all the uncertainty, because the truth is we don't have control anyway, but we tend to think that we do. Right. And something like this shows you that you absolutely have none. And so I think that it brought up a lot of fears and concerns, and people struggled as a result of the pandemic. And I think it also kind of made worse what was already probably underlying in terms of mental health. A lot of times people tend to kind of just keep moving and pushing until they can't anymore. So I know I'm not feeling good. I know I'm having this anxiety, but I have all these other responsibilities. I'll take care of that later. I'll take care of that later. And what this did is force you to kind of sit down. And that wasn't always a really good thing for people. Yeah. And so we have consistently had people calling for therapy just because of the impact of that. And I think that that's the tough part. You know, even though things are opening back up now, the impact, I think, is going to be longer than we think, you know. Even if we weren't in pandemic state tomorrow, I think it's still going to be long lasting, because there are a lot of things that people lost and struggled with that can't necessarily be repaired.
Absolutely. That was good. That was good. So with that being said, how can we, or what can we do to kind of help ourselves through this, right? So if someone doesn't necessarily have a therapist or a counselor or someone that they can talk to, what else outside of definitely going and seek that help can we do, you know, to kind of help ourselves?
I think education is key. So May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So just being aware of what that looks like. I think that sometimes we have, and I think it's better because a lot of people are more aware of what mental health encompasses, but based on where you grew up, generation, you know, what you've heard in your household, it could be very different. So first of all, being aware of what that looks like. And the truth is, it's not necessarily the person who has the most significant diagnosis or the person who's actively psychotic. What makes symptoms of mental health diagnosis is when it starts to impact your functioning. So a lot of things that we all experience sadness. We all experience anxiety at times. We all experience worry about what's going to happen next. So all of that is the typical human experience. But when it starts to impact your functioning and you're struggling with work and getting up in the morning and doing your job the way you need to, or being able to handle your responsibilities, then that probably means that there's something going on. So there are websites like NAMI, N-A-M-I, where you can get a lot of helpful information just about what mental health issues look like in general. What are some signs that maybe I'm struggling and I need to look for help? And then looking for help. And you don't even have to have a diagnosis really to go to a therapist. I think it's, we all struggle and have times in our lives where things are just harder than others, period. Yeah. So getting support in dealing with things, especially if you've tried all the things that have worked in the past and they're not working, can be helpful. Sometimes we want to talk to our loved ones, which is great, but they're also very partial. So they may not be able to give us the help that we need. And there's nothing wrong with asking for help. So first, I think it would be important to acknowledge that maybe something's not quite right. And then look into, okay, is there something else that I can do? Or am I open to asking for help or support? But really being honest with where you're at and what you may need now, and it being maybe very different from anything that you've needed in the past.
Okay. That was really good. Thank you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So with that being said, what are your final thoughts for our listeners?
My final thoughts are just be courageous, be okay with being scared and doing whatever that thing is. If the past 2 years have not taught us anything, it's that life is precious. Anything could happen at any time. Who the heck thought that a pandemic would happen and all the things that occurred? So take the chances. Be willing to do those things that you've always thought about. Don't wait for the next time or the best opportunity. Be willing to live your life to the fullest and be happy and be fulfilled now.
Love that. Now, Dr. Gaynor, please tell us, how do we get in touch with you? If there's any information about your business we need to know, go ahead and let us connect with you.
Okay. So my business is called Peace of Mind Psychological Services. So we are on Instagram and Facebook at Peace of Mind Psychology. So you can follow us there. And also, I have a website for my speaking called drbriannagaynor.com. The doctor is spelled out, drbriannagaynor.com. And so you can find out more information about me, the topics that I speak on. And we would love to connect. And Dr. Gaynor speaks also on Instagram. So I'd love to connect and answer any questions I can about mental health.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Brianna, for joining us here on Power Conversations Podcast. You are very welcome. Guys, you know we are here every Thursday at 8 a.m. with a new episode on all your major listening platforms. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Power Conversations, and WISP TV. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.